the Touchology Wellness Experience, where the power of touch heals all. Tune in and be empowered with your host, Njadika Olatunde, pain relief wellness educator and advocate, who is changing lives with Touchology. Greetings and welcome to the Touchology Wellness Experience, where we introduce innovative and progressive concepts that focus on how to relieve pain and stress in your life 24/7 to have optimum health and wellness using the power of touch. Did you know the power of touch affects every area of your life mentally, physically, and emotionally? These days, touch is often seen as something bad and negative. Each Thursday, we're going to change that thinking so you can take back control of your life from living in pain and stress using the power of touch on the Touchology Wellness Experience. To enhance your health and wealth building skills that's needed in facing today's many economic and health challenges. If you are seeking relief and need financial help, available resources, and or a support network that addresses these problems, go to skillsbuildingacademy.com. In our final discussion on the pain-stress connection series, we will talk about how to relieve stress. Some recommended suggestions on how to relieve stress in your life begins with change. Some of the most useful stress change skills you can learn is having healthy coping strategies. Many coping skills can be done with little or no instruction. No one strategy is preferable. You need to find what works best for you. Use these techniques regularly until they become habits that are a part of your new stress relief lifestyle change so you can have optimum health and wellness. Begin by working through your emotions and relax your mind. Here are some suggestions. Writing a journal. There is evidence that writing about stressful events and circumstances may help relieve stress and improve diseases linked to stress. Write for 10 to 15 minutes a day about stressful events and how you felt. One way to use writing to deal with stress is keeping a stress journal. This can really help you identify the sources of stress in your life so that you can find better ways to cope with them. Express your feelings. Discussing how you feel with friends, family members, or a counselor is an important way in coping with and relieving stress. Laughing and crying are also natural ways to release tension and frustration. They are both part of a normal emotional healing process. Mindful activities. Mindful activities help relax your mind and are often combined with body-centered relaxation exercises, such as meditation, which focuses your attention on feeling calm and having a clear awareness about your life. Guided imagery, visualization, is a method of using your imagination to help you relax and release tension caused by stress. Your body responds to the images in your mind. Music therapy can relax your body, improve your mood, and change the pace of your day. Music has always been excellent pain and stress relief therapy. Humor therapy is becoming widely accepted as a tool for reducing stress and boosting the body's immune system. Let's now look at ways to relax your body. Physical activity, exercise can reduce stress and the stress response. Aerobic exercise, the kind that increases your heart rate, such as walking, running, bicycling, or swimming, is especially useful for counteracting the harmful effects of stress. Even everyday activities such as house cleaning or yard work can reduce your stress level if you do them vigorously. Stretching is also a good way to relieve muscle tension. Regular, moderate physical activity may be the single best approach to managing stress. Do something you enjoy. A meaningful activity helps relieve tension. This can be a hobby such as gardening, a creative activity such as writing, photography, arts and craft, or doing volunteer work for a cause that benefits others. Playing with and caring for pets can also help you relax. Although you may feel that you are too busy, making time to do something you like can help you relax and make you more productive in other areas of your life. Body-centered relaxation. Body-centered relaxation skills are especially useful for people who experience physical symptoms of stress. These skills include breathing exercise, such as rolling breathing, a type of deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, which reduces muscle tension by relaxing individual groups of muscles one by one, massage, such as shoulder and neck massage. You can see a massage therapist, have a friend or family member give you a massage, or even give yourself a massage. Reflexology. It's a stimulation of the nervings in the hands and feet to rejuvenate the body's nervous system. You can have sessions with a reflexologist or take a class to learn how to do the techniques as a family and couple for an in-home self-care stress relief program. So if stress is so bad for you, how can there be a good or positive stress? If you are suffering from extreme stress or long-term stress, your body will eventually wear itself down. But sometimes small amounts of stress can actually be good. Understanding your stress level is important. If nothing in your life causes you any stress or excitement, you may become bored or may not be living up to your potential. If everything in your life or large portions of your life causes you stress, you may experience health or mental problems that will make your behavior even worse. Recognizing when you are stressed and managing your stress can greatly improve your life. Some short-term stresses, for example, what you feel before an important job presentation, taking a test, interviewing or attending a sport event may give you the extra energy you need to perform at your best. But for long-term stress, for example, constant worry over your job, school, or family may actually drain your energy and your ability to perform well. Here is my number one secret to living stress-free. Stress is a choice. Let me repeat that. Stress is a choice. Every day you can choose to be happy or sad, stressed or relaxed. If things are getting hectic, ask yourself, what can I do about it today, right now? Sometimes the answer is absolutely nothing. When that happens, just try to go on about your business, taking care of what you can do today, right now. If you have to stand in line, you can choose to watch the folks around you, look at decorations, read a book, magazine, or newspaper, talk to a little child or elderly person, or you can silently complain about standing in line until your blood pressure goes up and your feet hurt. It's a choice. Take a stand today and choose to control stress instead of letting stress control you. Here is the secret in how you can become the king or queen of stress-free living every time you are faced with something that causes stress in your life. Get a piece of paper and write the word stress on it. See each letter in stress. S, struggling. T, two. R, release. E, emotions. S, stored. S, selfishly. And remember that the word stress is nothing but struggling to release emotions stored selfishly. I hope the Pain Stress Connection series has given you some insight into dealing with the stress issues of life so you can take back control of your life from stress. I love sharing and giving gifts. Our last gift in this four-part series is 9 stress release activities as our way of saying thank you for listening. Join the Touchology community and download your gift at touchologyexperience.com. For information on upcoming podcast shows, workshops, and training programs, subscribe to our newsletter at touchologyexperience.com. Our motto on the Touchology Wellness Experience is, health is wealth and wealth is health. It is your birthright to have both. In support of Health is Wealth, our featured special will be on health. Mark your calendar for September the 10th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to attend the Power of Touch Pain Relief Wellness Hour. Go to touchologypainrelief.com to register. The topic of discussion for our next show will be to introduce the pain relationship connection to stress, beginning with why it is important to understand pain in order to relieve it. You don't want to miss this episode. Until next time on the Touchology Wellness Experience with a focus on changing lives with Touchology. That's about introducing a new way of thinking that will allow you to take back control of your life from pain and stress using your divine gift, the power of touch. It's all about health, wealth, prosperity, abundance, success, love, peace, happiness, joy, and harmony. It's what we share on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Mark your calendar to tune in and be Touchology empowered.